We've just heard two very familiar Christmas readings. And I want this morning just to focus on one theme that runs through both of the readings, and that is the theme of names, names given to the promised Messiah in Isaiah, names given by the angel to Mary in the Gospel reading. If you could have chosen your own name, what would it be? Has anyone ever thought, I'd have far preferred to be called something different? But what is in a name? Choosing a baby's name is important. All parents know that. And there are usually so many factors to consider. Maybe there's a family tradition, like some names get passed down from generation to generation. Or there's what the combination of names sounds like. So my parents wanted to call me Peter Hughes. But they thought that P. Hughes would turn to Pews or Fuse, which they didn't like. Then there's a meaning of the name. So Tim's name means God honouring. Very appropriate, sir. Or there's the association of the name with someone famous. So I liked the idea of the name Boaz for a son, after the man of good character in the Book of Ruth. But Helen vetoed that one. And we had a daughter anyway, so it was... Celebrities seem to go for something unique. So Jamie Oliver's children are Poppy Honey Rosie, Daisy Boo Pamela, Petal Blossom Rainbow, Buddy Bear Morris, and River Rocket Blue Dallas. God wanted his son to have a meaningful name that spoke of who his son would be. So he got in quick before Mary and Joseph even had the chance to talk about she being pregnant, let alone names. And when the angel told Mary that she would soon be pregnant, she was told at the same time, you are to call him Jesus. Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, or Joshua, meaning God delivers, or God saves. He wasn't the first Joshua in the Bible, but his name clearly spoke of his role in God's plans. But that's not all. The angel went on, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. I guess it's one thing to be visited by an angel, and something quite else for that angel to tell you that as a virgin you're going to become pregnant. So maybe reassuring to be told, yes, the child will be great. I mean, after all, something we all want for our children. But then the angel ups the stakes, rather, by giving this surprise child another name. A name that's really quite mind-blowing. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Yes, there is a sense in which all of us are either a son or a daughter of God. But Jesus will be known as the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. And the angel repeated it just a moment or two later, a couple of verses later, in case Mary had missed it first time round. The angel says, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. A unique title, showing his unique relationship to our Heavenly Father, to his Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Father. But that's not all. The angel goes on. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Jacob, who was renamed Israel, the founding patriarch. At this point, the angel sets Jesus' yet-to-be-lived story in the context of God's bigger story, a story that spans the history of Israel from Jacob to the end of time, and he does it in less than a sentence. He says, Jesus will reign as the long-anticipated, the long-expected Messiah, the anointed one, the one who had been promised as a descendant of David, who would be greater, great David's greater son, as we sometimes sing. But whereas David and all his intervening descendants have been flawed anointed ones, this Messiah will be a king who will reign forever. But that's not all. If Jesus were to be the Messiah, as the angel seemed to be saying by saying he was going to reign on David's throne, if Jesus was to be the Messiah, then he would be the fulfillment of every messianic prophecy in the Old Testament. And we heard one of those prophecies in the Isaiah reading that Malcolm read for us, where Isaiah, who was speaking 700 years before the angel spoke to Mary, says the Messiah will bring light to Zebulun and Naphtali in the backwater region of Galilee. Well, Nazareth was in Zebulun. Capernaum is in Naphtali, tribal areas of northern Israel. And they're both in the backwater region of Galilee, where Jesus ministered throughout much of his time. So Mary lived in the right place and would have known this prophecy about the Messiah coming from her own neighborhood very well. But the prophecy went on. For to us a child is born, speaking of the child's human descent. To us a son is given, speaking of him as a divine gift. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. More names, more titles and roles that Mary's child would fulfill as the Messiah, including two direct prophecies in here that her child, the Messiah, would be divine. He will be called Mighty God, equally translated Warrior God or Hero God, and he will be called Everlasting Father. Mighty, Everlasting Father, God. Let those names just sink in for a moment. Imagine that you were Mary and these names are being spoken over your yet to be conceived child. But that's not all. Isaiah went on, and here's something that directly links the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah with the angel's words to Mary. To Mary, the angel said, the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. And Isaiah had said, he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, and from that time on and forever. Mary's baby boy would be God's son, she was told, and the eternal king over all God's dominion.
Wow.
That's spoken to a teenager who was a virgin and pledged to be married. All of it spoken before her child was conceived. No wonder Luke goes on to say that Mary treasured all these things in her heart. So who is Jesus to you? If you were to complete the sentence, I would call Jesus, how would you complete it? What name or names would you ascribe to him? This passage teaches us that you mustn't let your vision of Jesus be too small. What's in the name? The assurance that Jesus is so much more than a babe in a manger. So much more than an inspiring man or a good teacher. So much more than a miracle worker and a healer. Though he is all of those things. So much more than my friend or my anything. Much more than that. He is God made man, the Word become flesh, the author of creation stepping into creation that he may rescue it and restore it to himself. What's in the name? The assurance that what he says is truth spoken with authority, that when he offered life in all its fullness, when he offered his Holy Spirit to fill us, when he offered us peace with God the Father, he had the wherewithal to deliver. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. But if our celebration of the Christmas story ends there with the birth of a baby, we will have missed the whole point. We will end up with a one-off event in ancient history that offers us no hope for the future. But if we believe what follows, that he will reign with justice and righteousness forever, if we accept his invitation to be part of that kingdom, part of his reign, then what happens at Christmas is the beginning of eternal life with him, a new purpose and a new destiny.